Did you see the story in the news today? You know, everyone's going back to school. Mm-hmm. And at this one school, there was a bunch of students who got caught. They were joke coughing. They were like walking around, going over to people, going,
COVID. Cool.
Well, not only is it not cool, they got sent home from school for it.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
You should be forced to do school the rest of the year on your laptop if you do stupid stuff like that.
I guess because there's people that have like real anxiety about it. If you're walking around coughing, you know, it's immature, but like it's kids. That's what kids do.
I know, but you can't go through life being a douche. I mean, you're going to grow up to be us.
Right.
if you do things like that, and this is not cool. That is not cool. When you can't joke about COVID. I'm sorry.
Have you ever gotten kicked out of school or sent home?
I have, actually, and it was because of a t-shirt. Right when Metallica came out, I had a Metallica metal up your ass shirt. And it had a picture of a toilet on it with a hand coming out of the toilet with a knife. And I thought it was a cool shirt. You know, here I am, the long hair guy with the metal up your ass. And yeah, they sent me home. They said I had to either turn it inside out or go home. And I'm like, well, I'm going home then. You know, you're telling me I can go home? I'm going home.
Right. I didn't go to a school like that. You can wear whatever you want to. People wore some outrageous shirts at my school, and nobody made you go home for clothing. I've never heard of that before.
Well, that's Long Island because...
Yeah, Long Island. It's true. It's like, where's your shirt that says the S word on it?
Your principal, when he does morning announcements, all right, you f- kids.
Right. Exactly.
Up, you little pieces of shit. Here's the morning announcements.
That's how we started it every single morning. Yeah. So clothing was never an issue. But I did get sent home. My friend Kenny Bonomo and I, we both got sent home together because, okay, so these other kids were misbehaving. Like a bunch of kids were doing some, I don't know, kind of like gnarly stuff. And they ended up getting our senior class night canceled. And we were so mad about it because we were really into senior class night, right? So he had this, his father had this company where he had this big giant truck. So he drove the truck and he backed it up to the cafeteria. And he and I took all the cafeteria chairs and put them in the truck and then snuck into some classrooms and got a bunch of whatever chairs we can get, whatever classrooms were open. So the next morning when the school opened and people walked in, there were no chairs.
Oh, you were that kid?
Yeah, we did that as a punishment to the school for canceling our senior night. We were mad. Oh. But then we made the mistake of telling this one girl and she ratted us out and we got called into the principal's office and we had to bring the truck back and bring all the chairs back.
Did you cave? Did you cave in and say, yeah, it was me?
Oh, are you kidding me? I cried like a baby. I was like, I know we thought it'd be funny. I'm so sorry. I'll bring the chair.
There was no cameras back then. They didn't catch you. You gave in.
No, no, no. We were this girl, Andrea, told on us. And they called us in. And they were really intimidating. Like, and I felt so bad because Kenny was like, we didn't do this. What are you talking about? And I caved immediately. He was like, you idiot.
Did the snitch get a stitch?
Oh, yeah, she got a stitch.
Okay, good, because you can't snitch people out. You're going to get stitches.
Yeah, she got her stitches. We we stopped talking to her. But then once we were caught, we were caught.
Yeah.
So how about you? Were you kicked out of school for the day? Were you sent home? Ryan, why'd you get kicked out of school?
I actually saw Jane's Addiction on their original farewell tour, and the t-shirts we bought had the Ritual De Lo Habitual album cover on the shirts with the papier-mâché mannequins. If I remember, five of us all wore them. We had the option of either turning them inside out or being sent home. Mm-hmm. So we turned them inside out why we were in the principal's office, but we turned them right side out when we left, and it was about three classes before they found out that we'd actually been wearing them like that. And by that time, school was about to be finished.
What'd they do to you?
Suspended for 2 days. Day of Saturday school was pretty much us showing up and cleaning up the grounds of the high school.
Hey, Tyler, how badly did you get in trouble at school?
I got expelled. I got caught with some pot in school before.
Whoa, were you like Scarface? I mean, how much did you have on you?
I own like a dime bag. Just enough to get you expelled.
John, when did you get kicked out?
Back in 1977, we were all in the cafeteria and a spaghetti fight broke out. And the assistant principal grabbed me. I had long hair. Grabbed me by the back of the hair. Going to drag me down to the office. And so I grabbed, I had a package of Twinkies. So I grabbed my Twinkies and he dragged me down the hall by my hair. And I dropped my Twinkies and he stepped on them and I leveled his ass right there on the spot.
I love the fact that the big issue was the Twinkies. He fought over, like, that's how much he loved his Twinkies.
Katie, were you kicked out?
Do you remember when you used to get like the orange and strawberry and grape crush in the bottles? Well, I should say my husband used to make a purple passion and I would pour it into the grape bottles and take it to school with me.
How long were you kicked out?
I got kicked out of school for about 2 weeks, and what was funny is the principal was giving me the whole lecture, and he was like, I'm going to call your mom. I'm like, okay, but I'm married. My mom can't do anything.
Oh, my God. I would love right now to go into a store and have them say to me, or like go anywhere and have them be like, that's it. We're calling your mother.
Okay, here's the number.
Here's the number. Here she is. That'd be I'd love for my mother to take care of all my problems these days.